Thank you for calling Alternative Behavior Strategies.
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. I just missed your call.
Hi.
Hi,
yeah,
how are you?
I was just calling because, good, how are you doing?
Good.
I haven't had a chance to meet you, but I'm Jeff Skibitsky's business partner.
Okay.
So he and I have just been coming up against some cash flow issues with a lot of our insurance payers.
Okay.
And so I wanted to see if there's any option to absorb the current balance that's on the loan and extend a new loan, or how the best process would be for that.
Do you have an amount in mind you were looking for?
Yeah, probably around $200,000. I'm going to need about $175,000, $200,000 above and beyond what we already owe on our balance. So, like...
And this is for an insurance
type. Realizing today
of,
that it was at 111.
Yeah. So this would be for
insurance. Yeah, and a lot of it getting resolved. Some of it I think will be resolved fairly quickly, like within the next 30 days. And so even having like that prepayment penalty is a little bit scary. Like what if we can get it paid off quicker?
Okay. So let me pull up your account. So really this would just be kind of like bridge loan, something just very short term for you, that funding? I mean the additional funding? Okay.
Yeah. Would there be a way to put them, like to absorb the current balance into a new loan?
Yeah. I mean,
what would
we
be the
do
recommendation,
that.
Or do you have AR loans?
We don't have that type of loan, but we do loans where we can pay off your balance and then give you a new loan where you would net additional funds and then they would stretch the loan back out. And it really just depends on how far you are in the loan and what the business is doing now in terms of revenue compared to when we approved you last. So this is what I think would be the best option here. Let me see. All I would need are the most current bank statements. So let me see the last ones I had. Okay, so I have, and is it just one main bank account that you guys use?
Yeah.
Okay, so the last banks I have are from April. So if you could send me or have him send to me May to August,
okay.
What I'll do is I'll send it to my credit department, and they'll see if we can issue a new approval.
Okay.
And it usually just takes a day to get that information back.
What would happen with the payoff? Would I still get the prepayment penalty if I'm rolling it into a new loan?
Sometimes you'll get a discount. It just depends what program they'll approve you for.
Okay.
It's just going to depend.
And then what we're billing is probably exponentially higher than what we were billing at that point. So did you need anything on that, like our new account?
No, because we're going to see it all on the bank statements. So if that revenue is higher.
No, you won't.
Oh,
I mean,
you won't
you'll
see it
a little
there.
Bit higher, but you won't because we haven't collected it yet and it's stuck in our insurance billing process. You won't see the true impact of what we're actually billing right now.
Right. So how do you have that? Do you have it in a spreadsheet or how do you have that information?
Yeah. It's in a spreadsheet. Or I've got kind of two different systems because we made a system change August 1st. So anything from April to the end of July, I've got in QuickBooks form, and then anything after that is kind of a different format that's much just like an Excel spreadsheet.
If you want to send it, it never hurts.
Okay. But it's not really something that they're looking at. Like the bank statements are really what they're going to need to get us approved.
Always the bank statements, but a lot of times I've seen approvals where they want to know, you know, what kind of projects are they working on, what they will ask for things of that nature, like the what you have already, just to see, you know, what kind of revenues they're expecting to come in. It will never harm you, you know, so I would definitely send that. And do you have my email address?
I just want it sent to your email.
Yeah, you can just send
it
to me.
Jeff had forwarded me.
Okay, perfect. Once I get that, I will submit it immediately. And then I can reach back out to you as soon as I hear. It should probably be, it could possibly be tomorrow, if not the following morning, right around there.
Okay. All right, I'll gather the information and send it over right away.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, bye.